Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. And you know, my friends, the whole theme of this show is centered around, of course, people, politics, and popular culture. But I think we need to really discuss one of the pinnacles of this show, and that would be understanding how you're being lied to and exploited by various forces in the world, various forces that have power and influence. I want to focus today on what's called the big con. Now, I did not create this term. The big con, I first heard from a guy named Steven Crowder. He's been on the conservative kind of comedic space for some time. But the big con, and the reason I want to talk about it is because the left and the right in America politically are very opposite, but also verge on a very similar point. And that's centered around the hate business. You might ask, Austin, what is the hate business? What is hatred incorporated? Hatred incorporated, along with religion incorporated, are people who don't actually have opinions. They have brands that are based off of certain platforms. For example, we'll take people on the left or the right who, every time something happens, it's racism. Every time something happens, oh, it's men and women's fault, or it's men's fault, it's women's fault, it's racism, it's anti-Semitism. Like, anytime anything happens, they immediately are a shill, a bot for one side or the other, instead of looking at things in a dynamic way, exploring them with any amount of detail. Instead, it's only based off of trying to rage bait you, trying to get you triggered, get your views, get you to comment. Now, if you've ever been on X, which if you are, follow me at Sheep Get Sheared. But if you're not, you're not missing a whole lot when it comes to just rage bait everywhere. As far as the eye can see, I'm in Illinois driving at this very moment. And there are cornfields everywhere, as far as the eye can see. Now, I haven't seen aliens carve things into them just yet. But in the same way that right now I see corn as far as the eye could see, on the internet, on social media, on the mainstream media, you see things that are trying to get you excited, get you to react, get you to respond in a way that's trying to circumnavigate your reasoning, circumnavigate your ability to think critically. And that's what I call referred to as hatred incorporated. People who talk about capitalism is bad every second. It's a business move. You need to be able to separate manufactured anger. Yeah, for example, I'll give you a recent example that I think will demonstrate my point of the big con or hatred incorporated. So Hulk Hogan, may he rest in peace, died recently. And one of the bodybuilding influencers, his name is Joey Swole. Not a bad guy. I've seen some of his videos. He's not bad. But what got my goat, my friends, and let me know if this bothers you and if you don't know what I'm talking about and what I'm about to say. He goes to, I think it's his gym or the gym, I don't know. But he goes to the gym and he's wearing this Hulk Hogan outfit to celebrate the legacy of the WWE star, and to celebrate the fact that he lived a great life. He was taken from us too soon, and people immediately snapped back at him. The bot farms, the professional victims, all those people immediately snapped on him. Oh, how dare you? He said the N-word like 20 years ago. He's a racist scumbag, and how dare you celebrate him? And to his credit, he did not fold immediately. He pushed back. But then, when he pushed back, he then retook back his pushback, and he decided he's going to apologize. Now, I, for one, I want this to be on the record. You will never, ever see me apologize to bot farms, professional victims, race hustlers, feminists, and any of these people. I will never, ever do it. I don't care what brands won't promote this show. I don't care what people say about me on the internet. I don't care about any of that rubbish. None of it. I will never be this guy. But Joey Swole, on the other hand, he decided he was going to go out there and he was going to apologize. Oh, everybody, I'm so sorry. Oh, I didn't know all these horrible things about Hulk Hogan. And then I said the word colored and, oh my gosh, I don't want to be racist. Please don't take my money. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's not what he said. That was just the interpretation. What he actually said was, oh, people are educating me. I'm learning. I won't talk about this kind of content anymore. Yeah, that type of rubbish, right? And I was sitting there as I was listening to this god-awful apology. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, how pathetic can you get, man? You do realize that a lot of these people, they're not genuine. Not Joey Swole, but the people who are pretending to be angry by what you've said. They're professional victims, race hustlers, liars, feminists, bot farms, the whole nine yards. They're not really upset. And because he was, I'm assuming his likelihood was likely threatened, probably because of his brand deals and whatever, whatever. He got concerned and he was like, oh, I gotta apologize. No, you don't apologize to people because it's not even real outrage. You ever know anybody who will feign anger, feign like they care about issues that have absolutely nothing to do with them at all? Oh, I'm so torn up about these feminist issues and I'm a man and all these things, these types of these schmucks, right? They pretend to care. Oh, I care so much about lesbian LGBTQ issues, even though it doesn't affect me at all. Oh, I care so much about the immigrants because, you know, I have such a big heart and it makes me feel bad that they're not here anymore and they want to do better for themselves and their families, even though they're selling drugs and killing people. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Those people who act like Al Sharpton, in my opinion, who's a complete race hustling scumbag, they're ilk, the people who don't have any real opinions. It's all for money. If there wasn't money in what they're saying, they wouldn't say it. Those types of people. And then the brainwashed masses who go with the program thinking that this is a genuine opinion. They think these people are real, that they're authentic. They're not. It's all about money. If they didn't make money saying what they're saying, they wouldn't say it. But unfortunately, we're surrounded by these schmucks, and it's part of the big con. To get you to think, oh, these issues are actually important. Oh, I should care about these things. Why? Why should you care about these things? The answer is you shouldn't. Unless you want to. But for some reason, everybody wants to sit there and apologize. Oh, I can't have a controversial opinion. Oh, I'm so scared. Oh, what if people judge me? Man, fuck all that shit. Who cares? What do you care if someone says something to you? Like, oh, you said something that offended me. You should be sorry. Why? I didn't say it on purpose to offend you. Even if I did, who cares? Why are you so sensitive? Why are you such a snowflake melting instantly? As soon as you hit the ground floor of reality. I don't understand this. Why people let it get away with it. That's what I don't understand. I don't understand why they do it. There's a lot of money in it. A lot of fame in it. Oh, yes, there is. But you need to understand the difference. There is a huge difference between guys like me and women out there as well who take things on from a dynamic standpoint. They want to discuss things bringing history and culture and mathematics and philosophy and all these things into the equation instead of just having a knee-jerk reaction that's predictable and boring and purely for rage bait. I don't rage bait people. I might provoke you into wanting to engage in conversation, but I'm not going to sit there and rage bait. It's a waste of my time. Everybody and their grandma with an AI bot farm can do that bull crap. I don't want to do it. Instead, I'd rather focus on telling you how you are being deceived. You are being sheared by these wolves who, in sheep's clothing, who are pretending to be genuine, pretending to have facts and theories and realities that you're unaware of, when in fact, they have an axe to grind. They're making money off what they're saying. They don't actually believe what they're saying. Because if they did, they would say it without having to make money, or they'd be more dynamic in their approach. Instead, they act like bots, CPU players. But yet, a lot of people follow these accounts. They listen to them. I don't know why. Maybe you want to like them. I don't know. My friends, the whole theme of this show, and I hope the whole theme for your life, should be, hey, let's focus on thinking for ourselves. Deciding, wait a minute, do I like this? Do I agree with this? Is this right? Instead of saying, you know what, I like this, I'm going to accept it, or I don't like that, so I'm going to reject it. Do not ever, I repeat, do not ever let that be you, because then you're living life on autopilot, and you will never be a free thinker in the marketplace of ideas. It's impossible. You'll be like every other schmuck who sits here day and night believing what everybody else tells them, being driven like on a cattle drive with sheepdogs marching you along, keeping you in line down a certain path they have designed for you, as opposed to you saying, wait a minute, hold up, back up a second. Do I even agree with this? Have I explored this? Have I done research? Have I listened to people I don't like? Keyword, don't like. It's important. I don't care if it's about politics, relationships, life advice, career advice. I don't care what it's about. You should apply this to every facet of your life. And don't let people gaslight you. This is a very important point. People will try to talk shit, gaslight you, manipulate you while you're trying to improve your mindset. Ignore that shit. Ignore it. Push it out of your mind. Do not let it affect you. Don't care about it. Because you are now swimming upstream. You're not going with the flow anymore. You are not acting how most people think you should act. You don't have allegiances. You don't have a club that you're a member of. You are a party of one. You are someone who's a free thinker, and that is the ultimate Achilles heel and the ultimate danger to any organization or government. It's important for us to think critically and not just think with our feelings. Not just feel like we're right or want to be right. Ignore that. That's a waste of your time, and it will not benefit you in the long term. My friends, I want you to assess yourself. I want you to look at who you follow on social media. I want you to see who you watch on TV, what you watch on TV, whether it be the news, whether it be fantasy shows, movies. Because we all soak it up. We're like a sponge. You need to be aware of what's influencing you so that you know what your weak points are, how you're being conned, how you're being manipulated, or if you're at risk for certain types of manipulation. Really, I'm not just don't just listen to this and ignore what I'm asking you to do. Really look through and look at what you listen to and who you follow on the internet, what you listen to, what you read. It's important for us. Who you come in contact with, that's a big one. And understand how you've gotten to where you are and if that's where you want to continue to be with what you believe on any number of important critical issues. Do that, not for me. Do it for yourself. And get back to me. It'll change your life. My friends, I'm going to head out. I have been working hard all week. It's been incredibly hard. I'm on the edge of burnout and doing what I'm doing, but that's not an excuse for me to give up. It just means I got to work harder. It means I got to stick it out. Got to decide, do I even want to keep doing what I'm doing? again, this advice, I have to follow it. Otherwise, I'm a hypocrite, and I refuse to be that. You should never want to be a hypocrite either. My friends, let me know what you think. Let me know what you found. If you followed through on a thought exercise I challenged you to do, let me know what you found. It will probably surprise you. Take care of yourselves, and we will continue to talk about this and many other topics when I return. Peace.